The mountains in the Truckee Meadows are experiencing lower than normal snowfall, with some areas getting about 25% of the median accumulation for the area. As Reno Public Radio's Bree Zender reports, it's critical that more storms pass through this winter season.
It's nearly January, and when I'm driving up Mount Rose Highway, I can hardly see any snow at all. A patch of ice here and there, but once I get to an elevation of about 8,500 feet and take a step outside, all of a sudden, I'm stuck in about 3 feet of snow. More than enough to comfortably ski on and not so comfortably walk on. During the winter season, the higher elevations in the Sierra have received about 85% of what the Natural Resources Conservation Service considers median snowfall for this time of year. But the areas where the elevation hits between 8,000 and 6,000 feet are looking pretty dismal. Jeff Anderson from the NRCS says those elevations cover a lot of area, which are important for getting river flow and restoring reservoirs in the Truckee Meadows as the snow melts during the summer.
Well, it's kind of like a savings account, right? If you don't have enough income, you got to tap into your savings. And right now, our savings accounts in our reservoirs are relatively well off after the record amounts of precipitation and snow last year.
Anderson says there's still plenty of winter left for the snow to fall, but in case it doesn't, the area could reasonably survive a dry year as long as it's replenished the next year. Reporting from the Mount Rose Summit, I'm Bree Zender, Reno Public Radio News.